Welcome back to the College Station Cougar pregame show. I'm Chase Murphy chatting with Cougar head coach Steve Huff. Coach, let's go back to last week's game against the Huntsville Hornets. That was a very good football team. I don't think we've ever seen the Hornets that quite that competitive.
Well, I think that's one thing going into the game that we knew, especially when you have a defensive end like they have, it's going to Texas. Plus, they're going to have a numerous group of kids off that team go somewhere and play. And I know Rodney well, and we had talked in the summertime, and they felt like this year they were going to be very competitive. And there is no doubt they are. And I think by midseason, they're going to be a juggernaut.
Well, and you look at their quarterback, of course, the coach's son. That tends to be an advantage because he's literally grown up in the system.
Yeah, I can remember back when he was in the eighth grade and in his ninth grade year, and was just so efficient in what they did and the offense they ran, and they're still doing the majority of the same type of stuff. So absolutely knew that he would be and that system would be just so on task on Friday night.
Coach Southern coming over from Belton a few years ago, and he had success there, so it's really not too surprising to see that Huntsville has stepped up their game.
Yeah, I think it was a matter of time. You know, they've gone through the process, I think, much like anybody would turn a program and changing things from, you know, top to bottom. And Rodney and his staff, they do a great job. We get to see those guys all the time in the summertime and 7-on-7. So we knew coming in this year how athletic they were going to be, and just knowing what Rodney does and what they would bring to the table.
Looking at how the Cougars performed overall, Trevor Feast, nice coming out party for him. He didn't have it as good, or he had a much better night against Huntsville as opposed to the game with Foster 2 weeks ago. So what did you see out of Trevor? Did you change things up, or did he just have a breakout game?
Yeah, I think for Trevor, it was a matter of opportunity. You know, he's always been around there the last couple of years, and he's been a young man that just really has paid his dues and just waited his turn. And I was so happy for him going in the game. I told him, I said, I'm happy for your opportunity. And so it was one of those things. I think we saw in the spring. You know, he has great vision, and he's kind of a slasher. And hopefully in that game, some of the things we did would serve, I think, what he does well. It worked out.
Got a little dinged up and had to bring in Terry Green, the JV player. How's Trevor doing health-wise this week?
You know, we're going to be without Trevor for a little bit. He's got a collarbone issue he's going to have to deal with. But, again, you know, Terry came in, and it's one of those kind of, you know, we say it a lot, but it's a next man up mentality. And it just so happens to be that position's been hit hard this year. And hopefully we'll start getting those guys back healthy. But this week it's going to be turned over to Terry Green. And then also we've moved one of our sophomore linebackers over to T this week to play that running back position. That's Christian Carter. So we'll have two sophomores handling that role this week.
Any concerns there?
No, both of them, you know, have been in the system for a couple of years now, and both of them did a great job last year at the lower levels when they play with the ninth grade. So it's more of them getting in the game and probably getting familiar with the speed of the game and stuff. But absolutely not. They'll both do a great job for us.
Speaking of some rotation because of injuries and people getting dinged up, three different quarterbacks playing last week. Brandon Williams obviously getting the start, but Blake Bayless comes in, and then even Austin Sosa has to come in for a little while. What's the overall health of your quarterback core?
I think everybody's good to go now. You know, Brandon kind of dinged his shoulder a little bit the other night, something he's been battling for a little bit through the summer, but he came back. You know, Blake goes in, gets a bloody nose, what his situation was. And so Sosa peeled off the gloves, and zero reservations about putting him in. He's played quarterback in our system all through high school, and this year we just moved him to wide receiver the last week of spring, knowing he could probably go in there and be immediate contributor. So and he actually took reps last week at quarterback for us in practice. So it wasn't like it was a thing where I looked up and like, oh no, here we go. We went right in, ran a quarterback trap, and next play was a pass with him in there, and have, you know, again. He's very, very, very capable of playing that position.
And we've talked about this before because this team has enjoyed a lot of depth at key positions. And so, once again, we see the depth of the quarterback position. That's got to make you feel good.
It does, and I think it's an you know, attribute of the kids of what they do and how they work because – you know, Blake and Brandon have been coming up together, and actually Brandon Joseph, who's a safety, is also a very good quarterback coming up through this. and we moved him to safety 2 years ago. But just the way the kids work and just their unselfish attitude, and you know, Austin would go to receiver drills as a majority of what he does, and then a couple of weeks ago we kind of started getting him a little bit of reps at quarterback. He's just kind of familiarizing himself again because he knows it and he's played it. And then last week again we brought him in and brought him over a couple of days, did some drill work and let him throw Skelly some. And even this week, same thing, just so that third guy's always ready to go.
Now, room for improvement, lots of penalties last week. What have you, how do you address that?
You know, I was, as a coach, as a guy, I would consider that, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on that. I was embarrassed after the game last week. I told the kids I was embarrassed. I can't remember the last time, if ever, I've had that many penalties in a game. And by the penalties, some of them were repetitive penalties and little silly things that we definitely have to get better. And I think it's a focus issue for us. I think we struggle to focus. We struggle to focus in practice last week on the same type of things, just the illegal procedures, the flinching, just stuff, just junk. We got to clean up. And then we had a couple of bigger penalties on special teams, stuff that, you know, we normally don't do. So, you know, we attacked all that this week and really made that kind of the forefront of our talks and our work. And but again, I think if our focus to get back to where it's supposed to be, you know, that stuff will slowly go away. You know, if you get an aggressive penalty because you're working your tail off, that's one thing. The other penalties that are just out there, they're thought penalties, that, you know, we can't have those.
Talking with College Station High School head coach Steve Huff. Coach, I do want to go back to the Huntsville game real quick, because we didn't talk about the defense. The defense, and I saw your quote in the newspaper last week, was that they bent but they didn't break. And I think that's an apt description, because really, other than one big blow-up play and 98-yard touchdown run, they pitched a shutout.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job. Again, you know, we're looking at, that was just our second ball game. You know, we're still making adjustments personnel-wise this early in the year, but I thought the kids really flew to the ball, because again, that's an explosive football team. We watched them play the week before at Port Neches Grove, which not too many people just go in there and handle a team, but they did a great job up there last week. So there was a lot of concern what they could do offensively and defensively, but our defense being able to gave some yardage in there at times, but stayed away from the big play except for the one. And, you know, I thought for the most part, we had a couple of little laps in there, but I thought for the most part, tackled pretty well in the open field.
Your linebacking core really had a good night. It seemed like you had guys that were swarming to the ball all night long.
Yeah, and that group has the opportunity, you know, they're going to have to run and play well for us this year. You know, most of those kids, excuse me, besides Garrett Draper, who's had a lot of games, under his belt, you know, they're all playing for the first time in there. And, again, getting the opportunity to get in and play and play hard and contribute, I think was big for us. And I was also, you know, our kids up front, we rotate a lot of kids up front that have to take a lot of pressure off those guys. And that's one thing, you know, I think defensively we look at, we didn't get the pressure we wanted on the quarterback, but at the same time, we didn't give up except for the big plays.
Switching gears to this week's game, team from Mexico, Nuevo León. This was a novelty a few years ago when you first started seeing it, but now it's become almost a norm from teams from Mexico coming up to Texas and even farther into the U.S. So how did this game come about?
When we started scheduling, when everything got realigned last year, we lost the Shoemaker game because they got put into a 9-team district. So it changed things a little bit in that we were sitting there without a game. And Nuevo León has been looking for games in the United States. You know, so far this year they've played Copper's Cove, they've played Temple, they've played Port Lavaca, and will be the fourth week in a row they've traveled the United States. It was an easy decision for us because we needed the game. And if they actually guarantee us a two home games 2 years in a row, so we'll actually have six games at home 2 years in a row. And I think for them, it's good for their program and what they're doing and trying to accomplish. And you know, it's a unique situation when you go to play them, because we exchange video and everything like normal. But it's not a different brand of football, but thought processes are different. How you prepare and things that go on, and it's just a different system. They run a lot of kids in and out of the game and have a lot of kids on the roster. So you know, we're really looking forward to the game this week.
I was going to ask, how do you scout a team like this? Now, obviously, if they've already played a lot of games against Texas football teams, but still, you mentioned the novelty of it.
the week that we were, our bye week 2 weeks ago, we were able to send half of our staff to Temple to watch them play that night, and we sent the other half to P&G to watch Huntsville. So we were able to get our eyes on it. Plus, our coaches have seen them play also. We have our middle school coaches going scout for us. So we were able to get a lot of eyes on them. But, yeah, it's not like you're going to drive, you know, somewhere below the border and scout them. And we didn't send people to Port Lavaca last week. We do exchange video with them just like we do with anybody else. It's pretty much – that part of it is pretty much normal.
You mentioned that they run a lot of kids in and out of the game. What can you expect from them offensively?
You know, offensively, they're going to do – they'll run as many as three to four quarterbacks in the game. And they're a very fast football team. They do a good job of spreading the ball around. They're going to do a little of everything. That's one thing. They have a new coach this year. We've seen them on video for the last 2 years. But they've changed coaching staff. They're a little bit more open now. They'll throw the ball down the field and do a good job of it. And last week they scored 48 or 47 points against Port Lavaca, and it was a shootout, like a 55-48 game or something like that. And then defensively, they'll pretty much have shown to be a four-man front, but we have seen some three-man front out of them against Port Lavaca. We saw five- and six-man front out of them to try to stop that option game that Port Lavaca has. So you kind of look at it, and it's again, we're not for sure where they're going to land, but it looks like for us, with more of a little bit of a semi-spread system, they'll probably be more of a four-man look.
Have you gotten a vibe from your team as far as the unique nature of this game?
You know, not really. We talked to them about it. I don't know what the kids think about it. You know, it's hard to gauge what a kid's thinking. And so, you know, I talked to them early in the week that they need to understand what this team is. This isn't a game that was scheduled to just have something, you know, like a lower level game to get ready to go into your district. This is a very, very competitive football team and very competitive minded football team. Their kids will play extremely hard. So we've got to be prepared for a four-quarter game. And we talked to our kids about during the week, you need to look at what they've done. Besides the Temple game, which Temple got out on really early, really quick, they've got a seven-point game with Cove and a seven-point game with Port Lavaca. So they've come up just short two times out of their three games. So, you know, I look for a very highly competitive game.
Certainly wish you luck in a little matinee football today at Cougar Stadium. So good luck today, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
College Station High School head coach Steve Huff. When we come back, more of the pregame show. You're listening to Cougar Football on Maverick 100.9.